Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
If you think your children are getting enough vitamin D and calcium from the milk they're drinking, you just might be wrong. How much do they really need? Should you be supplementing your kids? My guest is Dr. Stephen Abrams. He's a neonatologist at Texas Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Abrams. So, vitamin D, calcium, supplements, bone health. How does a parent know whether our children are getting enough of what they need?
It's important that all infants and all children get vitamin D in their diet. And so there are guidelines, and basically families need to talk to their pediatrician and kind of go through the diet, and the pediatrician will help them sort out whether or not they're meeting the requirements. For infants, it's easy. They either need to be getting a vitamin drop that includes vitamin D or be receiving infant formula, which has vitamin D in it. For older children, it can become more difficult. So after the first year of age, children are supposed to get 600 units per day of vitamin D, and that's not always easy to figure out from the diet. So the largest source of calcium and vitamin D in kids' diet is dairy products. So one wants to make sure the kids have the 2 to 3 servings per day at least of dairy products, if at all possible. But beyond that, sometimes you just have to go through the list and look at the packages to try to figure it out.
Now, with kids being slathered up with so much, you know, sun protection, are we then reducing the amount of vitamin D that they're getting that way too?
We probably are, and that's okay. We often like to say that we don't think you should get vitamin D at high doses from being out in extended sun exposure. It's certainly true that one gets one vitamin D outside in southern climates, especially even from a few minutes, 10 to 15 minutes outside, which is less time than one would have a big concern about cancer. But nonetheless, recommendations to use sunblock on our kids are important. And for the most part, we focus vitamin D recommendations on getting it from the diet and supplement, not from sunshine.
So you said kids need about 600 units. And is this, so calcium too, how are we supposed to make sure that they're getting it? And do you look at supplements? You want them to have their dairy, obviously. Does almond milk have more vitamin D and calcium than regular milk?
Most of the milks that you'd get out there have about the same amount of vitamin D, which is about 100 units in every serving. They tend to be fixed that way, and the government to some degree has set them that way. However, what's variable is there are foods like yogurt. So, for example, some yogurts have vitamin D in them and some don't. So the only way you can figure that out is to actually look at the label and see what it's got in there. Same thing is true for some breads and other food. It's a real mixed marketplace out there.
So if you feel that your children are not getting enough, then what? Because there's so many supplements out there. They have calcium, they have vitamin D, they have iron. And, you know, do you give your kids a supplement to make sure that they are getting enough? And are those chewable ones out there sufficient?
So we really want families to focus on kids getting their nutritional requirements from food, not from supplements. However, we recognize that families are sometimes just not sure about what the child's taking in, and they may not meet the requirements. And many families want to give a supplement, which is certainly safe. In order to do that, the best thing to do is to talk to somebody who really understands them, which would be a registered dietitian or a pediatrician, and not just go into a supplement store and grab what's off the shelf. Some of those supplements may not be safe. They may have very high levels of some things like vitamin D in them. And really may not be appropriate for children. So I think there are very good supplements on the market, but I think you have to talk to somebody who understands it and keeps an eye out for what you might choose.
So what other foods, besides dairy products, might we find vitamin D, calcium, you know, good nutrients that are good for the bones that we can feed our children?
So the certain types of seafood do have a considerable amount of vitamin D in them, but for the most part, food, unless it's fortified with vitamin D, is not a good source of vitamin D. Fruits, vegetables in particular, and some fruits have a reasonable amount of calcium, but it takes a fairly large number of servings for many kids to get the equivalent of what they would get in dairy. So those families that avoid dairy need to look carefully at making sure their kids have a lot of of those type of vegetables in there. But it can be fairly challenging to find non-dairy foods or large sources of vitamin D and calcium.
Well, and even orange juices now, you know, fortified with vitamin D, and oily fish. So if you're lucky enough to be a parent whose children like salmon and tuna, there's vitamin D in that as well. So you look for things that are fortified in vitamin D. Is there a request you make of your pediatrician, Dr. Abrams? You know, when we're older now, we get checked for vitamin D deficiency kind of as routine with our physical. What about for kids?
Well, I served on the Institute of Medicine panel, and we looked at that issue, and we don't think it's necessary right now for all children to get vitamin D levels drawn. That's kind of invasive and not necessarily something that all children need. However, children that have chronic illnesses, such as kids who might have bowel disease or something like severe asthma, it may benefit from them being checked. So the pediatrician will help you make the right decision on that. But we don't think yet that all children should be tested. I want to go back to your issue, by the way, about fortified foods and emphasize that there are a lot of fortified beverages out there that put calcium and vitamin D, and that includes orange juice and other types of juices. So recognizing that the AAP recommends, you know, limiting the amount of juices that kids take in, it wouldn't be a primary source, but families, again, can look for that as some way to find extra calcium and vitamin D.
And you've mentioned 600 units, and for calcium as well, what is the recommended amount? And speak about adolescents a little bit, Dr. Abrams. Is it change for them?
So for vitamin D, it's 600 units all the way through after age one until actually through early adulthood. For calcium, it goes up, and children going through adolescence definitely need more. It's important that we think of adolescence from your bones as being beginning at about age nine or at the earliest beginning of puberty, because that's when the bones are formed. So although it's important for 15- and 16-year-olds to get plenty of calcium, we really want people to begin to pay attention to this beginning at age 8 or 9. That's the very earliest time when puberty is about to begin.
Well, and as their bones are in ossification and they're growing so quickly at puberty, that's when I would suppose you would want them really to be made sure that you get that calcium and really good vitamin D, because that's their bones, you know, strength building time.
That's correct. So, but we just want people not to think to wait till what they might think of as a teenager, as a 15 to 16-year-old, but from a bone health perspective, it's a 9, 10-year-old.
And what about exercise to help their bone health? We know that bone density is helped with adults with weight bearing, and what about our children? Because weight bearing exercises are a little, you know, controversial with kids.
No, it's absolutely true that the evidence supports a bone development benefit in children of all ages from good weight-bearing exercises. There's so many reasons why kids should exercise. Bone health is certainly one of them. And the data is every bit supportive in children as it is in adults.
And also, you know, listeners, you can see that weight-bearing exercise does not necessarily have to mean holding weights, because just their body weight is usually sufficient. Push-ups and lunges and pull-ups and all those are great bone density-building exercises for children. Dr. Abrams, in the last 30 seconds or so, wrap up vitamin D requirements, calcium, bone health for kids.
These are critical. The bones you make in early childhood are the bones you'll have for your life. And many believe that if you don't get enough early on, you can have long-term problems later on. So this is an area of real nutritional importance for children.
And remember that you want to make sure your children are getting adequate nutrition, feeding them the healthiest, really good meal plan that you can, dairy products at least 3 times a day. You know, start reading labels besides, because that's the way that you can see if something is fortified with vitamin D and calcium, and it'll give you a better idea of how much your children really are getting. And if you have to supplement, then, you know, consult your pediatrician or a registered dietitian, because there is a lot of supplements on the market, and some are a little bit misleading. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics in conjunction with their consumer website, healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD, and stay well.